Hello?
Hi, this is Will. Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion poll about elections in Texas. Do you have a minute?
How many minutes?
Maybe about 7 to 10 minutes at the most, depending on your answers.
Okay, yeah. Hold on, let me just wrap up something here and I'll be right back.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
All right, I'm out. I'll see you soon.
I appreciate your effort and time. Now,
yeah.
Now that's
Yes, the paper is in there, and he said it doesn't expire, so he says it doesn't expire, so we can maybe do some sort of thing where we clean some of those needles out of there and then take it in, because I don't know if they're going to do like the whole thing. That thing's a mess right now with all the stuff falling on. All right, I'm going to go see you this weekend. Hey, Will.
Yeah. I'm right here.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Thank you so much. No, I really appreciate your willingness to participate. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I mean, I've always been historically registered as Green Party.
Okay.
But here in Dallas, I am registered as Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote? Probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
I'm going to say probably, but it's probably more close to definitely, I think.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, tell me if
it would
you have
be nice. I'm just going to say this. Coming from a state, see where they made it really easy to do mail-in voting and permanent absentee voting. I find that is a superior system for getting the vote out. And I'm very disappointed in whoever's preventing that from happening in the state of Texas.
I understand. Thank you so much for your point of view. Now, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Elizabeth Ginsburg.
What were the options?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Not knowing a whole lot about her, except I get some text messages, I'd say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Personally, I think he's done a great job. I'm very favorable.
Thank you so much. What about Nathan Johnson?
I know I've heard that name, but I can't say I have enough information to really.
Okay, no problem. What about Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Jasmine Simon?
Jasmine Simon. I'm not familiar with. You don't mean Jasmine Crockett?
No, Jasmine Simon.
Not familiar.
Okay, what about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Not familiar.
Okay, what about Ron Kirk?
Is he a Democrat or Republican? Not familiar.
Okay, no problem. What about Planned Parenthood?
Oh, very favorable. Extraordinarily,
okay.
Extremely stable.
Yep, thank you so much. What about Victoria Nive Criado?
Not familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Probably Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Thank you so much. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is most important to you? Voting rights, local control, guns, education, or abortion rights?
I can only pick one.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right now, yeah, just one. Then you're going to get another shot at it. But just right now, one.
I'd say they all kind of hinge on voting rights, so voting rights would probably be number one.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, what is the second most important to you? Local control, guns, education, or abortion?
Nah, am I going to get a third one?
No, this is the last one. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Then I have to choose between education and abortion. Okay. I'd say abortion.
Thank you so much. In general, you said abortion, the last one, right?
The second one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal position on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message?
The latter, for sure.
Okay, thank you. Next, rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't have no impact in your on your opinion. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely vote, probably vote, or no impact?
No impact.
Okay. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense guns reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Defending companies against meritless lawsuits?
Yes, sir.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their cultural war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely, probably, or no impact.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Definitely, probably, or no impact.
Probably.
Okay. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator. Oh, I'm sorry. I went backwards. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to...
You said that one, too.
No. I haven't said this one.
Yeah, you did. About meritless. Oh, this is different?
No, this is about immigration and protecting voting rights.
Okay, it sounded similar. Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
start
from
the beginning.
Definitely, okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end a Republican's extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely, probably, or no impact.
Yes.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Definitely, probably, or no impact.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just so you know, we're almost done now. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of the information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you have to choose today?
They both sound like pretty good candidates to me. I would have to do a little more research, but, you made a compelling argument for Jasmine Simon, so I guess today I would go for her.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. Liz Ginsburg losing record shows that she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there's no reason to believe she is a stronger and more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Definitely, probably, or no impact. It doesn't matter to you.
Probably.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
Not knowing the background on that one, I'd say it probably doesn't matter.
Okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
That probably doesn't matter.
Okay. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and in preach for abuse of power. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
Is that true?
I cannot say it is or it is not. I'm supposed to keep neutral. Otherwise, I'll probably lose my job if I try to influence your opinion.
We don't want that. I think that would definitely be a factor.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg, Jasmine Simon, will you vote for if the Democratic primary were to take place today?
I don't know. I'd probably still say Jasmine Simon.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information and this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for the Texas State House should fight for? In your own words, in a small statement, please.
The ability to appeal to not only Democrats, far left liberals, but also moderates, and maybe even conservatives.
Conservatives.
The ability to appeal to people, not just liberals, but also moderates.
Okay, so you're talking about unity? If you try to be a little more specific, try to unite moderate and liberals?
Yes. That would probably be a good way of putting it. Because I know that conservatives probably will not vote for, you know, certain candidates regardless of what each other believes in. So, yeah, solidifying the left and unity with the middle.
Okay, let me repeat your answer. I think it's the ability to bring unity between political parties. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 50 to 50, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
40 to 54.
Thank you. What is the last grade that you completed in school? 11th grade, 12, 12 plus, college grad, graduate degree?
College grad.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal, thank you. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? Do you identify as African-American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White, Caucasian, or other?
I'm mixed Latino, Hispanic, and White.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.